Nolte, Joe Biden's job approval craters overnight. By John Nolte on August 24, 2021. In the Daily Rasmussen poll, his fraudulency Joe Biden's job approval rating took a real dive overnight. What had been a fairly respectable, but falling, 46% approval, 53% disapproval rating on Monday is now a 44% approval, 55% disapproval rating. In one night, the sociopath Joe Biden lost a net 4 points. And there is nothing, and I mean nothing, on the horizon that will turn this catastrophe around. Things are even more dire for Slow Joe in the latest USA Today poll, where his approval swan dived to just 41%, while 55% disapprove. In worse news for his fraudulency, only half approved of his handling of the pandemic, 39% of his handling of the economy, 26% of his handling of the Afghan withdrawal. The Rasmussen gap in Biden's strong approval and strong disapproval rating is also something else. In May, only 33% strongly disapproved of Joe Biden, while 29% strongly approved, a gap of just minus 4 points. Today, a near majority of 47% strongly disapprove, while only 26% strongly approve, a minus 21-point gap. Everything's going to shit under Biden. The fascist and anti-science coronavirus lunacy. The economy, our southern border, inflation, violent crime. And now, because he's a doddering old fool who never should have been allowed to run for president, Islamic terrorists, our mortal enemies, the Taliban, are in total control of his presidency. Because Slow Joe wanted the political victory of pulling out of Afghanistan close to the 20th anniversary of 9/11, he ignored Trump's May 1st withdrawal date. Instead, he chose August, which will go down in history as the greatest unforced foreign policy blunder ever. Biden not only withdrew our troops before withdrawing tens of thousands of Americans and billions of dollars in operational war equipment, he also withdrew and went on vacation knowing the Taliban were an imminent threat. What's more, had he withdrawn on May 1st, that's when the Taliban aren't a fighting force. The Taliban have a fighting season, summer. They are scattered around the country with their families during the winter and spring, waiting out the frigid weather or in the poppy fields. So, a May 1st withdrawal would have looked very different from a late August withdrawal, believe me. And now our mortal enemies hold the fate of Biden's presidency in their own hands. So, there is only upside for them to stretch out this agonizing withdrawal for as long as possible. Meanwhile, our economy will never improve because lunatics like Dr. Fauci are allowed to run around like the vaccine doesn't work. Because the government won't stop spending, inflation will get worse. Because Joe Biden wants to replace legal Americans with more compliant illegals, our border will always be swarmed. Because Joe Biden doesn't want Trump to get credit for his historic peace deals in the Middle East or take advantage of our own natural resources, gas prices will continue to increase. With a 44% approval, 55% disapproval rating, Biden has just hit the red line of a legitimate political catastrophe. A totally avoidable one he created for himself. And God help him if Americans start dying in Afghanistan. God help us all. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.